You know, the truth of the matter is, one of the reasons, in my view, that Trump won is that he sensed that there were millions of people in this country who were ignored by the political establishment. They ignored by the elite. They're working longer hours for lower wages. They're scared to death about the future facing their children. And he said, and he lied, I hear you. Our job is not to lie, to have the guts to deal with the serious issues that they face and to take on the people who have power in this country. And let me just mention, if I might, Bill, I'm here in L.A. today. Tomorrow, you know where I'll be? I'll be with workers in Disneyland who are working for one of the largest corporations in America that gave their CEO a $400 million compensation package but are paying their workers starvation wages. And I'm going to stand with those workers getting decent wages and forming a union. We're going to be dealing and working with folks from Black Lives Matter, addressing a broken criminal justice system, which more and more people understand needs fundamental reform.
Okay, so you sound like you're busy. I'll let you go with one more question. It sounds like you have a big agenda. And by the way, you don't look any different than the last time you ran. So if you don't run, don't do it just because of age. Don't let them intimidate you about that.
Thank you.
But the Democratic Party is traditionally pulled apart by this battle that we saw in 2016 between the left and the center. Hillary Clinton's a centrist. You ran a whole different kind of campaign. How do we unite them? Because that's the path to victory is to unite them. The last one to do it was Obama, who was really more of a centrist, but people saw him as a leftist because they wanted to.
I think we are coming together around a progressive agenda, as you indicated, Medicare for all,
right,
raising the minimum wage, climate change, etc. And I think, frankly, that at the end of the primary season, every person in the Democratic community we'll understand that we have infinitely more in common than our differences are, and that we got to unite, we got to bring our community together to take on the most outrageous president in the history of this country.